CNBC reported that Salesforce Inc. NYSE, CRM, reported fiscal second quarter revenue of $11.35 billion, up 11% year-over-year, and above the $11.32 billion analysts expected. Net income rose to $3.53 billion from $1.89 billion a year earlier, boosted by a $2.6 billion gain on its Anthropic investment. Shares surged more than 12% on the results and kept climbing the next day after Salesforce CEO Marc Benioff and Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei disclosed Claudeforce, a plugin bringing Salesforce data into Claude. "This SaaSpocalypse narrative has been such nonsense," Benioff told CNBC's Jim Cramer. "Frontier models depend on CRM. They don't replace it." Agentforce annualized revenue topped $1.5 billion, up 240% year-over-year. Salesforce announced a $1.6 billion VA contract and a planned $3.6 billion acquisition of Finn. Bull case. The quarter's strength was broad-based, not confined to one metric skeptics could dismiss. Net new annual order value growth was the strongest in 4 years. Seats grew across Agentforce, Sales, Service, and Slack rather than declining as bears predicted. Attrition sat near its lowest level ever, and bookings more than doubled quarter over quarter, directly rebutting the claims the SaaSpocalypse narrative was built on. Agentforce is now a large, fast-growing business on its own, not just a talking point. Annualized revenue from the AI agent platform topped $1.5 billion, up 240% year-over-year. It gives Salesforce a concrete, rapidly scaling product line that validates its AI strategy with real recurring revenue. The Claude partnership strengthens Salesforce, Inc. NYSE, CRM's AI offering by giving customers direct access to Anthropic's models within its CRM platform. Incorporating Claude with Salesforce's proprietary customer data could make Agentforce and other AI tools more useful to businesses while giving Salesforce another way to monetize the growing demand for enterprise AI. The partnership also shows Salesforce can work with leading AI model developers rather than relying entirely on its own models. Bear case. A meaningful part of this quarter's profit jump came from a one-time investment gain, not core software economics. The $2.6 billion Anthropic gain inflated net income well above what operating performance alone would have produced. It means the headline profit beat overstates how much the underlying business itself improved. Salesforce, Inc. NYSE, CRM, is now funding shareholder returns with debt rather than organic cash flow. It has already paid a price for that. The firm executed a $25 billion accelerated share buyback funded by newly issued debt, part of a $50 billion authorization, and was forced to cut its full-year cash flow growth guidance roughly in half as a direct result. It is a real cost of defending the stock against AI disruption fears.